Time for Meditation, April 11th. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Your last thought at night, your first thought in the morning, should be of him in whom is centered your hope of eternal life. Many seem to begrudge moments spent in meditation, and the searching of the scriptures, and prayer, as though the time thus occupied was lost. I wish you could all view these things in the light God would have you, for you would then make the kingdom of heaven of the first importance. As exercise increases the appetite, and gives strength and healthy vigor to the body, so will devotional exercises bring an increase of grace and spiritual vigor. The affections should center upon God. Contemplate His greatness, His mercy and excellences. Let His goodness and love and perfection of character captivate your heart. Converse upon His divine charms, and the heavenly mansions He is preparing for the faithful. He whose conversation is in heaven, is the most profitable Christian to all around him. His words are useful and refreshing. They have a transforming power upon those who hear them. There is constant need of private communion with God. We must take in the Spirit of Christ if we would impart it to others. We cannot meet satanic and human agencies combined unless we spend much time in intercourse with the source of all strength. There are times when we should get away from the sounds of earthly toil and human voices, and in retired places listen to the voice of Jesus. Thus we may taste of His love and imbibe His Spirit. Thus we shall learn to crucify self. This course of action may seem impossible to the human mind. I have not time, you may say. But when you consider the matter as it really is, you lose no time, for when you secure the power and grace that come alone from God, you do not accomplish the work. It is Jesus who is the real worker. Without me, says Christ, ye can do nothing. Reflection and earnest prayer will inspire to holy endeavor.